Senator Cole came to Eau Claire with $50,000 for the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic to buy software to computerize patient records.
There may be some public criticism because they call that on occasion quote-unquote earmarks, and whatever they call it, you know, I think that I'm lucky to be in a position to bring back important dollars that we sent to Washington to do really good things.
The money may signal that free clinics could be around for a long time. Senator Cole expressed disappointment that many health care ideas, including a public option, may be dropped from the current health care reform proposal. Consequently, the senator ducked a direct question on when the original national goal of health insurance for all will become reality.
Maybe have more discussions like this over the next several years. But for those of you who are worried that something dramatic and earth-shaking is going to happen this year, I don't think that will happen.
That means the 5,800 patients who've used the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic will likely continue to see it as their choice. And Executive Director Brent Haefeli says the computerized records will help.
We're going to be able to dig into our database and ask questions about our patients' medical care and say, how many patients with an hemoglobin A1C of 11, which is high, have not been in to see us in the last few months?
Still, Haefeli is concerned that free clinics are not listed as essential providers in the national proposals. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.